tiny little flower is beautiful. But look, one of its flower petals is torn up. I still like it a lot, though.
Even though that flower is not perfect, it still has a purpose in God's plan. You're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and I want to get started today with a Bible verse from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1. Now, this verse was written first as an encouragement to the nation of Israel, but it's exactly how God feels about you today. Just listen. "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Our story today is entitled, A Bit of Beauty. As Nicole stood near the visitor center on Trail Ridge Road, she could see patches of snow far up the mountain sides. The few trees in the area above the timberline had been dwarfed and twisted by the icy winds of winter. But summer had come, and tiny white and yellow flowers were waving their bright heads as if dancing to music. "Look, Nicole," said Dad when they walked over to see the flowers in a field next to the center. He knelt among them and gently cupped one of the fragile white blossoms in his hand. "See how tiny this flower is? But isn't it beautiful? There must be a million of these." "That one has a torn petal, though," said Nicole. "I see that," answered Dad. "Yet here it is, adding its own little bit to the beauty of this place. Even though it's tiny and not perfect, it has a purpose in being here, just like all the other things in God's world." Nicole wondered what her father was getting at, but she didn't ask. As they drove back down the mountain a little later, Dad said, "I think the purpose of that little flower was to remind me of you, Nicole. You've lived through some cold and blustery times in your life." Nicole knew what Dad meant. She had been sick many of her early childhood years. As a result, she had to wear hearing aids. She was also a grade behind other kids her age in school. "I know you sometimes feel small and unimportant," continued Dad, "but I want you to remember that you have a purpose. You mean so much to us and to your Heavenly Father." Nicole thought about the tiny flower adding its small bit of beauty to the world. She gave her dad a little smile. "And you think I can add a little beauty to where God has put me?" Dad smiled too. "I know you can," he assured her. "You already do." After a moment, Nicole grinned. "Okay," she said. "If a tiny flower with a torn petal can add beauty to the world, I can too. And with God helping me, I will." So what about you? Do you compare yourself with others and feel you don't measure up? Do you have some disability or scar that makes you feel self-conscious? You know, God never makes mistakes. He loves you just as you are, and He has a purpose for your life. You are very precious and valuable to other people, and especially to God. Our key verse is Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 4. "I have called you by your name. You are mine. I have loved you." And our key thought today, you are valuable. Hey, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, one of the most powerful things that you can do for your kids is to teach them how to pray and how to be in God's Word every single day. At Keys for Kids, we want to help you with this, and so now you can get the Keys for Kids devotional sent to you every morning in your email. It'll bring you right to the story, and then you can show it to your kids directly, or you can read it to them for some family fun devotional time. It's a powerful tool that we made especially for you to help you raise your kids in the Lord. To sign up, it's easy. Just visit keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.